Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin. Today I want to continue discussing some of the more controversial issues relating to the Seder and the Haggadah. Okay, again, everything I'm telling you is coming from the Sefer called Simchas HaMoadim. Simchas HaMoadim, he really touched upon all the controversial issues, and the Maila, the great advantage of the Sefer is he has a record of what many Gedolei Yisrael, what their custom was in regard to many of these issues. So let's now continue. We left off. I'm really jumping around. I'm not very well prepared, so I might fumble a little bit, but let's just try to go through some of the issues. Next issue is Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses. What are the different opinions? Do we say Hallel at night in the Beis HaKnesses with a bracha, without a bracha? Halacha l'maisa, there are many, many minhagim. Some people will say it with a bracha, but tzibur, at least 10 people, before you recite Kaddish Tiskabel. Right, so you finish the Shemona Esrei, and then right away, Baruch Atah Hashem, and who says the bracha? The Shliach Tzibur says the bracha, and everyone else responds with the bracha. That is probably the most extreme, because you're doing it part of the Nusach HaTzfilah. Before you recite Kaddish Tiskabel, which is the Kaddish which concludes the Shemona Esrei, the Tzfilah, before Kaddish Tiskabel, you recite Halal with the bracha, the Shliach Tzibur says it with the bracha, and everyone in the Tzibur says it with the bracha. Now, there are many other variations. The next variation would be where only the Shliach Tzibur makes the bracha. The people in the Tzibur themselves do not make a bracha. They yotze that they're chiv with the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur. Then there's a minog where you don't recite halal part of davening. You finish davening, you recite Oleinu, you say Kaddish Yosam, and then the tzibur recites halal. It should not be part of the Nusach HaTzvila. Then
with a bracha?
Yeah. Oh, so then there's a minog with a bracha. There's a minog only the Shliach Tzibur makes the bracha. And there's a minog, there's no bracha. And then there's a minog with Behasak Pad the Bedavka. How dare you? You don't say halal at all in the Beis HaKnesses. If you want to say halal, you can say halal be Chidus. Halacha l'maisa, what is all of this depend on? So some of the issues that it depends on is what it comes from Masechta Sofer. Let me read the words of the Gemara. There's a little Masechta in the back of one of the Masechta, in the back of end of Seder Nizokin. There's a whole bunch of Masechta Ketana, small little Masechta. And there, I'll read you what it says. It says, Perek Chaf, Halacha Tes, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoitzadik Oimer, Yud Ches Yom, V'layla Echad, Yochid Oimer Bohein Esahalal. On 18 days and one night, a Yochid, that's a very interesting word, every word here is subject to debate, that's why this is so controversial, Yochid Oimer Bohein Esahalal. And the Masechta goes on, the Elu Hein, Shmoinasim, these are the days, the 18 days, Shmoinasim Echanaka, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, that is Shavuos, Chag HaSukos, that was the 7 days of Sukkos, Yom Shmini Atzeres, then he says it separately, the Yom Shmini Atzeres, the Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, the Leiloi, and it's night. So the question over here is, that's the subject of debate, exactly what does it mean? Since that we're comparing the Leiloi, the night, to the Ches Yimei Chanukah and Shmini Atzeres and all of those other times, that would seem to indicate that it should be done in the same fashion in the Beis HaKnesses. In the Beis HaKnesses, part of the Nusach of Tefillah, part of Ma'ariv. And indeed, that is the minig of many Hasidim, and I think Sfardim also follow that minig. However, some disagree. They say when it says Leilo means by the Seder. When you sit by the Seder. And indeed, and what about a bracha? Well, it says here, Yochid Oimer Bochenes HaHalal doesn't say you have to make a bracha. It just says you say the halal. So it's not muchrach, and if you want to say you make a bracha, we do make a bracha, we make the bracha alayai, we make the bracha at with nishmas. You can find the bracha here and there, you can find the bracha, kiddush is the bracha. So you can find brachas, you can play around. That's why this is subject to much debate. Now, what's the lumdis? The lumdis of this issue is there are two types of halal. There's a halal called kriya, and there's a halal midin shira. There's a halal that's a song. Ein oimrim halal ella al hayayin. Shira al hayayin. You only say halal on... Let me see if I can find it here. So I'm not really well prepared. But the issue is two different types of Hallel. There's a Hallel, when we say the Baruch Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah B'mitzvahnu Likrois Es HaHallel, to read the Hallel. That's reading a Hallel. Then there's a din Hallel of song. Like we said today with Eif, you can say the same exact thing as Avraham Avinu, but it depends on your frame of mind, your background. If you're saying the Hallel midin Kriya, you're an outsider. I'm looking back at an event that happened back 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, and I'm Kriya. I'm reading. It's an event. When you relive the experience, when you are a participant in the experience, that's a different type of Hallel. That's a Hallel midin Shira. It's a song. I'm saying the Hallel because I experienced it. The whole essence of the Seder is Chayim Adam Laharos et Tzatzmo Ki Ilu Hu Yatzim B'Mitzrayim. And the Seder, you are reliving the experience. So those who that are critical of why would you say Hallel and Shulam Beis HaKnesses, you don't have to say Hallel and Beis HaKnesses, you're going to be saying Hallel being Hallel at the Seder. So it says here that Yochel Omer is a Hallel, you only say it 18 times, there's no need to say in the Beis HaKnesses when you're going to be saying it at night in your home. That's not a Raya, because since this chazal, this halacha, Masech Tesefim, is referring to comparing the halal of Pesach to the halal of all the other days of the year, all the other days of the year, those other 17 times are clearly halal midin kriya. We stand, we observe what has happened year by Yomim Ohem. In those days, back in those days, Bizman Hazeh, which will translate now meaning at this time of the year, Bizman Hazeh, we look back and we recall, we reflect an event that happened, and we are koire the Hallel. When you sit at the Seder, you're reciting the Hallel midin Shira. Midin Shira. So you can't tell me that saying the Hallel at the Seder is a fulfillment of the Hallel of the other 18 days. So that's why you can play this Maamar Chazal two ways. On the one hand, you can say, if you're going to say Hallel twice at night, you're not saying it 18 times, you're saying it 19 times. It only says say Hallel once on the night of the Seder. The Leilo, the night of Pesach, that's not a kasha. The Masech Tesefim is not discussing the Hallel that you recite at the Seder, because the Hallel you recite at the Seder is midin Shira. You're experiencing the Exodus. That's Shira. But you also have to have an obligation to recite Hallel on Pesach at night midin Kriya. Observation. It's a very deep concept, because that's telling you that the night of Seder, the night of Pesach, you look at the Exodus from two different perspectives. On the one hand, we look at what happened back 2,000 years ago, and there's what to learn from history, just like we learn from history what happened Chanukah, and we learn from history what we Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim on Shavuos and Sukkot. And then there is a different aspect to the Yom Tov of reliving the experience. So this is a very beautiful yisoid. Kriya and Shira. In fact, someone who goes so far to say that's the difference between the Hallel you recite that in the Seder itself. Until you eat the matzah, we divide the Hallel into two parts. Mm-hmm. So some Farshim want to say the Hallel you say, the first half of the Hallel that you recite until you eat the matzah, that's a Hallel midin Shira. And the Hallel that you recite after you finish the Moitzi Matzah, that's really the loss of love. All those psukim, that part of the Hallel, is liyasa that has not yet happened yet. That's a Hallel midin Kriya. An event that we are standing in one location, we're looking forward or looking backwards. That's a Hallel. So even within the Hallel that you say at the Seder itself, there are two dinim. There's a Hallel mitoich Shira and a Hallel mitoich Kriya. What will be a nafkamina? He brings this down later on. What will be a very interesting nafkamina? I'll ask you, what's your custom with regard to holding the kois when you recite the Hallel, when you recite the Hallel, both before you eat the matzah and the Hallel after you eat the matzah? So there are many different customs. There are some people that are makbid to hold the kois when you recite, when you begin to say Hallel before you eat the matzah. after the end of the Haggadah, before that part, you pick up the kais, the whole. And what about when you finish after you the afikomen and you recite the second part of the halal? Are you also makbir to hold the kais for the entire halal? There are different customs. So it comes from Chazal. Chazal say that ein oimim halal ella al kais shol yayin. Do I have the exact words of Chazal here? There's such a Chazal that when you say halal is only said al hayayin, but that is a halal of shira. Ein oimim shira el al hayayin. You only sing shira on yayin. If you view, that's what we think that's the case, many people are definitely more makbir to hold the kosher yayin when you recite the first half of halal. Because the first half of halal is certainly l'chol hadeos, a halal of shira. But what about holding the kosher yayin after Afi Kaimin, the second, do you also hold the kais? So if you learn that second half halas also midin shira, then you should be makbir to hold the kais shoyayin on that part of hal. If you hold that part of hal is not midin shira, it's midin kriya, like the halal you say in the Beis HaKnesses after Ma'ariv, then there would not be a requirement to hold the kais shoyayin. And in fact, he brings down different minhagim, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, I can't go through all the names, but he goes through all different minhagim, everyone had a different custom if they actually would hold the kais. Be makbir to hold the kais for the second part of halal. But seemingly the first part of halal, there's more, not everyone did either, but there's more of an inyan to hold the kais shol yayin when you recite the first half of halal, because ein oimim halal shira el al kais. Okay, that's one very nice yisoid. Now, by the way, the Gra, this is a very interesting concept. It just goes to show that we don't all, we're not all, not everyone follows the Gra holds that you're not supposed to say halal. That's the sheet of the Gra. The Gra holds only one halal, the halal that you say during the Seder. However, even those who are very strong advocates or very strong supporters of the Gra, they don't follow the Gra in this respect. They. It was very interesting here. He quotes.
What? I mean, I know he didn't used to say it.
Yeah.
I don't know if later on.
Oh, let's see. Let me see if I can find. Yeah.
That when people asked him about it, when it became more of a minute to say it, yeah. It used to be, I don't remember, hardly anybody would say it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then more and more shuls began to say it, so people ran to someone to ask him.
Yeah.
And he said, listen, if you're in a shul that's saying it, you got something better to do.
With the bracha also?
What are you going to do? You're going to stand and talk? Say Allah. You don't want to say what a bracha, but either keep your mouth shut or say Allah.
How are you going to test over here?
Smart.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, far. Yes,
far.
Yeah, but a lot of most
Ashkenazi shul say it.
Yeah,
after
don't
say it.
Or after
all,
it's
optional.
Well, of course, it's optional.
No.
Davening is over.
Ashkenazi shuls already just say it.
Davening is over. They say Kaddish to Skavel.
They say here. They say after Aleinu,
right?
After
Aleinu, right? Absolutely. They finish Aleinu. They finish Aleinu, and they say Kash Yosem. They make the announcements. Anyone that wants to howl with a minion. With a minion, stay around, and they say it together. That's what they do. That's what they do. I usually daven. I mean, the last 2 years in Ruach HaTorah. It's a little yeshiva on Ocean Avenue between I and J. They do the same thing after davening is over.
Yeah. They don't say not. They don't say it. I mean, they just say Shmon Esrei Aleinu goodbye.
Where? MTJ?
L35. You know what?
They don't do it at all.
No,
they don't do it at all. The Litvish Olam, the real Litvaks, the real Litvaks do not do it.
I
know my father, the young Israel, my father, they did it. They did it before Tiskabel.
Really?
They did it before Tiskabel, even though there's a German.
Because the people probably wanted to do it.
Different Minhagim.
People came from places that they did it.
I grew up in a shul like that. Everyone was an Ashkenaz shul, but most of the shul was Shinovich and Sikh.
The real Litvaks don't do it.
Right.
He brings that in there of Aaron Kotler in Lakewood. Of Aaron Kotler personally, he grew up in Kletsk. In Kletsk, they didn't do it. They didn't do it all, zero, zilch. However, a lot of the Talmidim, when the yeshiva started, it was a teeny little yeshiva when it started, they came from homes where they did it. So to accommodate the Talmidim that he had in those early years, he did it. But he didn't make a bracha. Of Aaron Kotler himself, since he came from where he came from, they never did it, but he stayed, he said halal without a bracha. He brings different stories, different gedolim. I'll read you what he says, v'hineh ha-minig b'roev ha-mekom ha-sperit b'aretz hu l'hagil halal im ha-bracha. In Eretz Yisrael, they make a bracha. That's, in Eretz Yisrael, it's very popular. This goes to show that even though Eretz Yisrael is kind of like a gra, Minig Agra, they don't follow the Gra on this. He brings that over here.
They follow the Gra on the number of matzahs.
What is it? Two matzahs. Probably they do. They probably do. A lot of people do that. Some people do that.
Rabbi Moshe had two matzahs.
Two matzahs, yeah.
Three. Are there
three?
Yes.
Interesting, okay.
David has three matzahs. That's the whole
length of the So, Harina Amini Brava Kamash, I read you, it says, Lahagin Halo Bimbroch, Narit Solom Minigis to make with Racha Kumo, Kumo Maran, Hagoin of Shom Zaman, Hagoin Rabbi Yosef Sholem El Yashiv, Kerab El Yashiv, when he wrote this, if he was still living. He made it with a Bracha, El Yashiv made it with a Bracha, Omnam, the Chazoinish, in Brebrak, Hoyoimer Ezeb Pobe Aritz, Beli Bracha, the Chazoinish, he stayed in Shul without a Bracha. And I also Rav Shach, he said it without a bracha and would ask the Baal Tefillah to have in mind to be moitzi him with his bracha. Okay, the Brisker Rav, did it with a bracha. The Brisker Rav in bracha. Rami Brispo Be'er Be'aretz. The different minhagim of the family. Some did, some did not. Okay, whatever. There's different minhagim. I just want to bring out these are the yesodos, the different minhagim. Din Kriya, where the Bukhari is Masechta Sofrim. There are 18 days. The Leiloi, you must say Hal at night. Is that the Hal of the Haggadah? Hal and Shul. There's a Hal and Shul. There's a Din Kriya. There's a Din of Shira. Yayin, Na Yayin. These are the issues, and from this comes all of the different various customs. Very interesting. Can be a very heated debate by some people.
this.
Before the Tskabel? Before the Tskabel?
It's
far, yes, that's the territory. Take a little break. Make it a little more exciting.
One after more 40 in one shot.
Okay.
No, you know why I did it? I changed because by me, I took a look around, and a lot of people were just after the first 30.
They were waiting.
They were gone.
Uh-huh.
So I figured at least. I made the announcement. I actually got a lot of people to stay, staggering them a little earlier.
Okay, let's go to the next controversial issue. You see this by you real Shivish people. Are you mechuyev to the din by matzah lochem? Everyone knows when it comes to an esrog, everyone is very well aware that you have to own the esrog. And that's why if you have a child on the bar mitzvah, you have a problem, because if you give him the esrog, he can accept it, but he can't give it back. So the first day of Sukkot, there's a din lochem, you must own the dalad minim. So you should be yoytzev yourself before you give it to a katan, because he can't give it back to you. So there's little that is halacha tesvav tesvav. There's little lochem when it comes to matzah, achilas matzah. The only time of the year that you must eat, the only mitzvah you have to eat is matzah. There's no halacha you have to eat donuts. There's no halacha to eat fruit. There's no halacha to eat simanim. The only time of year you have a mechuyev to eat food for the mikayim and mitzvah is achilas kazayis matzah, the night of the seder. Not only must you eat the matzah, you must own the matzah. And therefore, the Malabayas, now the question is, let's say you're a guest, you're a child, okay? You're a child, you're a guest by in your father's home. Or let's say you go to a guest, someone invites you to a Seder, even go to your children, or you invite your children, whatever the case is. Are you mechuyev to tell your guests, or the guests, I'm mechuyev to ask the Malabayas, can you do me the favor and be makne me the kazayis matzah that I will eat to make a kinyan? You have to own the matzah. You have to give it to the person. It should be their matzah. In Eretz, unfortunately, people are very poor, and B'nai Torah who put up families for Pesach. Let's say have a yeshiva student, someone who's learning for Eretz for a year, and he's not from those who go home every 5 weeks, and he stays over Pesach. So where does he eat the Seder? So most of the yeshivas don't have a Seder. They don't have a Seder in the yeshiva. They go to different people. They go to friends. They go to Rebbeim. So many of the people in Eretz are very poor. We all know to buy hand matzah, costs $25 a pound, something like that, $25 a pound. And it's not, you can't go put the burden upon the host to pay for your matzah. So it's not so uncommon that you come with your own matzah. It's not uncommon. You come to, you're a guest for someone at the Seder, you bring your own matzah. You bring your own matzah. So there, it's not a problem. You bring your own matzah. But let's say the guest, the host, is running with matzah. Does the host have an obligation to be makne you the matzah? Now, it all comes from a svasemes. The svasemes is very makbid on this. And everyone calls this svasemis, that you're not yoitze. That the person, when you're eating the matzah, you're not yoitze. Now, the question then is, but it's not so. You call it with shinui. When you're chewing the matzah, the kiyum hamitzvah comes, now when you put the matzah in your mouth, the kiyum hamitzvah when you swallow. And that's why the briskas have all these very bizarre chumras. They first chew an entire kezias, and then they swallow. Right? Sakana. What does the average person do? As you chew, you swallow. So you try within 2 to 4 minutes to chew and swallow. They hold, no, you have to chew the entire kezias in one shot day, because the ikra kima mitzvah, l'chayr, according to most opinions, is not the chewing, comes from the time when you swallow. By the time you get to the point where you're swallowing, it's already been, it's disgusting. It's you menela koine with shinui. Even if the balabai says to the guest, sir, that's my matzah. You're sitting in my house, I'm not giving you nothing. I'm a mean fellow. It's my matzah. He can say all he wants. If he lets you put the matzah in when he lets you put the matzah in your mouth and you chew the matzah and it's ground up with your saliva.
You say she needs kind of, you still have to pay back the original.
You have to pay the original, but at least you have to pay back. So that's a chayf, didi mominus. It's a chayshir mishpat shayla. It's a chayshir mishpat shayla, but you still yoytse the mitzvah. What does it say? It's matzah gezula. It's not matzah, so he's letting you do it. He's letting you do it, but you definitely kind of with shina. So you want to say a tremendous, the Pesachim say a chiddush. The halacha of kind of with shina is an awesome chiddush, is only when it's gezel. If you steal something, I deliberately take it away from you. It's your property. I'm trying to acquire it. Think about it. When you steal, what are you trying to do when you rob a bank? It's my money. It's not your money, right? I don't care about the bank. I'm taking it from when you. And now, in addition to stealing, you also make a shinui. That combination is lethal. You take a chair from a person and you break it apart. You make it into fashion, to a new object. You break it apart. The combination of attempting to take it away from your take it away from you, and also shinui, that double combination works. But if you're not trying to steal, this is a chiddush, tremendous chiddush. If you're not trying to steal, I'm a guest. I don't want to. I'm a humble servant. I'm sitting in your house. I'm not trying to steal from you. I'll take whatever you give me. And I'm eating matzah, and you never formally give it to me. I'm eating your matzah. I made a shinui. That's not enough to acquire the matzah. It's a very big chiddush. Very big chiddush. The shinui, the chewing of the matzah, the shinui, without the kavana to steal, or at least to take it away to have a conscious will to take it into my rishus, is not enough to automatically acquire the matzah. And Meir the Sasema says he not yoitza, and therefore you must be makne the matzah to your to guess.
The rice, but you have to be
mishtatef. The pruta.
You have the mishtatef. Of course, the oil. You have guests in the house.
So they have to be partners.
They got to give you a nickel or whatever it is. Say
the mishtatef.
Contributing towards the force of the oil.
So this is this is the controversy. Now, obviously.
Well, you gave him a nickel. He ran back Friday night.
Now, obviously, we don't paskin like this. That's very obvious. You've never seen anyone do this. You never hear someone go home and say, oh, I wasn't yoytzik, I have to go be another kezias of matzah. We don't take this 100%. However, is there such an inyan? So there's machlokes, so it just rings down. There are different customs. And indeed, there are opinions. There are people that are makbid on this, l'chumra. They're aware of this, and they do this. They tell the people that I'm being makna, I'm hereby giving you as a matana, a gemura. Maybe they make even a kinyan. They pick up the matzah, make a kinyan. I'm giving you the matzah, matana gemur, should be lochemish, but your matzah. Again, it's not an ikuf, but it is something which is a controversy. So I want to bring out the sasemes, and there are different. I'll read you what it's over here about the different hanhagas. He always concludes the last paragraph. The halacha lemaisa mitzad echad amali maran hagoyin Rav Michal. I think Rav Michal Feinstein. Shechamiv maran harav brisk harav mirav brisk. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm getting the names wrong. Loi hikbe lichal haknes hamatzah. He was not makbid on this. So I'm not even sure which brisker rav we're referring to here. The mashmos haisa shafilu hisnagi lezei. It's mashmad for his attitude that he disagreed with this. He held this in the mishagas to do such a thing. V'chein omali maran ha'goyim of Chaim Kinievsky. Even though he acknowledges that some people are machmir, medina loytzarich the maspik shenaisin biyadoik the lekayim hamitzah. The fact that you give a person the maspik lekayim the mitzah is automatically a statement I'm giving it to you. The fact that you're my guest and I want you to be here for the suda, that itself is obvious that I want you to lekayim the mitzah kahalacha and it's yours. However, mitzachin beran hagoyim rav Sternbach. Okay, Rav Shem was a major league poisek in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe Eidus Shel Hagoyim Rabbi Eliezer silver. Is that the silver over here? Over here?
Yeah.
Could be. Shei Belel Hasid Eitzel that Rav Lezer silver. Ha Shei Belel Hasid Eitzel Maran Ha'or Sameach. Rav Lezer silver was a guest by the Or Sameach, the Meshech Chochma. That's big stuff. The Hagoyim the Rogat Shava. The Rogat Shava, Ushneim Hikpidu Lahaknois Hamatzal Archim. The Neshechach, or Samech, and the Rogat Shava were makbid to be makne the matzah to their guests, the din should be lochem. Okay, so this is Elish Yesh Lutzayin, Das Vasemes, Beatzma, Kaysev Sad Lahokta, but he has, even the Svasemes himself writes, where this whole thing comes from, that it's not muchach, such a thing, Shechomra, Diev Shalismech Aldas Harosh. The hit to the Kaddish, he goes to the other, he gives other examples about Kiddushin, not to go into now, other examples. So, just an interesting idea. I just want to point out the Inyan, the Svasemes, the Machalik Sapoiskim, what this is all about. Okay, now let's go to another thing which I found to be fascinating. Haseba. Today we live in this world, we live in a modern world, where women are always in the news. And women wearing tefillin, partnership in Yonin, and the women's rights, feminism. So do women do Haseba? So today, if you say such a thing today, they'll shoot you. Of course women do Haseba, because Ramah says, Noshe didon chashive.
Right.
Our wives, our women today, they're all chashuvim. Was mamash for this generation. And they law, just like men, they're chayrus do Haseba, women also do Haseba. Here's the interesting shayla, he really brings that in a very beautiful way. You don't get to see such a nice write-up like this. Let's say you go, now, I don't know about you, but I could personally tell you, I always feel very uncomfortable doing a seva. I'm not used to doing a seva. Okay, maybe it's their cheros, kevaldik, we learn a mitzrayim. The whole year, I never ever do a seva. I like to sit up and concentrate on the food, the delicious food, or delicious drink, And eat, right? Unless I'm slouching over behind the computer and I need something, I'm tired, so I'll do a seba without even realizing what I'm doing. But consciously do a seba, I don't know, it doesn't feel comfortable. You have to go get a special type of chair with a pillow and lean the left side. And are you doing it enough? Are you not doing it enough? I'm not comfortable with doing a seba. No, now let's say I decide, you know what, I'm not doing a seba. Protest. Okay? Am I yoitza the mitzvah? It's a big machlag, no, it's a big machlag sapoiskim. According to many poiskim, I'm not yoitza the mitzvah, you're not yoitza. You have to do it again. Lechatchila, if you drink the dal lekoisos without a seba, you gotta drink it again. If you eat the matzah without a seba, you gotta eat the matzah again. Maror, it's machlagis. Maror, do you do a seba by maror? No, definitely not. You don't do maror. Do you do maror by seba by koirech? It's a machlagis sapoiskim. Some do, some don't. Do you do a seba by shulchan oruch? It's a very big machlokes apoyskim. Many poiskim hold that you should do a seba by shulchan aruch. Believe it or not, yes, shulchan aruch. Shulchan aruch. There's a shad. The issue is a seba a din in the mitzvahs, in the din of the matzah and the yayin, or is a seba a separate inyan? There's a din yayin and matzah, and then there's a din haseba. If the din haseba is stam, then you mechuyev do a seba during shulchan aruch. If the din haseba is completely related to matzah and yayin, only matzah and yayin. So, machlokes, do you do a seba by the haggadah? So that l'chor or not. That most poets can say when you say the haggadah, you see people make this mistake. You see people, they do a seba by the haggadah. It could be their official opinion. It appears.
They have
there are opinions that you can do a seva there about Haggadah, but it appears Rubadrub, before I've read it, I don't remember everything clear because I read it very quickly last week. Part of this section is that it's not right. When you read the Haggadah, you should be sitting up and say it with Be'ema Uveyira, Bereses Uvezeya. You should say the Haggadah with Derech Eretz, sitting up. Only, it's critical, matzah and yayin. That's critical. L'chatchila, haseb is also for shulchan aruch. Moro, definitely not. Korech, l'chore not. Maybe yes, some say yes, some say different opinions. Okay, I take it back, different opinions. Okay, now here's the good. Now let's say you decide, I'm protest, I'm not going to do a seba. Big shayla if you yoytz the yayin and the matzah, you have to do it again. Now that's true for men only. If a woman, this is a very big chesha, women, do they do a seba today? I think yes. I don't know what goes on. Everyone's home. I don't know. But l'chayra today, women, Nashe, Anan, all the Beis Yaakov girls today are taught, you do a seba, it's probably 99%. What? Why is that statistic? What?
Other people have guessed.
Never heard that before. Okay. Good for Flavish Jewish Journal. Okay. I don't know. Listen, I don't know. But l'chayra, I would imagine that women do a seba. It says in the Ramah, Nashe, then Chashira do a seba. Let's say a woman says, you know, I'm not comfortable. I'm wearing a very expensive dress. Everyone here, the whole family is here together. The wine's going to spill on my dress. I don't want to do a seba. Protest. Is she l'chatchila allowed to protest and decide, I don't want to do a seba, I just don't feel comfortable. Just like I don't feel, like a man doesn't feel comfortable. Okay, I'll take a step back. I don't feel comfortable doing, most men don't feel comfortable doing a seba. I can't imagine, because we don't do it the whole year round. But it doesn't matter how you feel. This is the halacha. Pesach, this is the way halacha is. You have to do a seva no matter how uncomfortable you feel. The Shulchan Aruch has defined, this is derech eros, whether you like it or not, you got to do it. No matter how uncomfortable you feel. But not for women. Because since me ikar hadin, noshim have no chiyuv to do a seba. Noshim traditionally, the same time when it came into halacha, you have to do a seba. Noshim do not have to do a seba, and the only reason why they're doing a seba is because of a ramah. It's an upgrade that has come into existence only 400 years ago, whatever it was. It's an upgrade because they're chashuv, if male they do a seba. If a woman says, I'm sorry, I don't feel comfortable doing a seba, she has no chiyuv to do a seba. That's what comes out of halacha ma'aseh. So even though we live in a generation where women are all going, demanding equal rights, here is an instance where if a person feels, I don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. Absolutely, not because the women would never have to do a seba. It's only because it was a covet to them to do a seba. And if today it's not a covet, like it is for us today, now even for a man, it's not a comfortable thing to do. A woman certainly does not have to do a seba. This is a very fascinating insight. And he goes that, what about, and this goes to the definition of minhagim by Rav Aaron Kotler. It's interesting. The Bochum did not do a seba. He says, yes, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbi. And it's not like, you know, the Rebbe, oh, so gracious, buddy, ah, you my son, you do a seba, moichal my kavod. No, but Rav Aaron Kotler, it says, see, Rav Aaron Kotler didn't give them rishus, they didn't ask for rishus, he didn't give them rishus, and they didn't do it. They sat, yeah, that's the halacha.
What did you do with the fourth kasha?
What? Kulanu Musubim? That's only the Balabayas. The Balabayas says. The Balabayas does it. Eitzel Maran is a fascinating insight. It just goes to show that we live in a different generation. See, we live in a different generation today. We live in a generation today where everyone is buddy-buddy. Right? We live in a generation where Eitzel Maran Hagoyin of Aaron Kol HaBachurim Lo Hesebu. It doesn't say who they were. They didn't do a seba. Avim mitzatsheni baran hagoyin Moshe Feinstein. Hayim moru l'chol hamishtafim l'hosef. He told the talmidim to do a seba. I heard the Baruch Pudner. He told them you do a seba. It was Moichel. It's a different derech in chinuch. It's a different mahalach in chinuch. Rav Aaron Kotler. What?
Rav Moshe.
Rav Moshe. Bar Moshe. Yet even though Rav Moshe was in chinuch, he didn't. Rav Aaron was also interested in chinuch. Rav Aaron felt that talmidim should know what a rebbe is. Not my own personal kavod. My own personal kavod. The Talmud should know that I'm the rebbe of the Talmud, and they should be know what a rebbe is. You'd expect Rav Chutner was known to tell talmidim, you should know what a rebbe is. I'm the Rosh Yeshiva, and you're talmidim. Yet shockingly, he told the talmidim to do a seba. That goes against the whole grain of what we know about Rav Chutner. But he told the talmidim that you should do a seba. So it's interesting. It's interesting. What about the Stipler? The Stipler, he told them, what happened over by the Chazanish? The Chazanish, he laughed. Someone asked the Chazanish, "Can I do a seva?" Someone was by the Chazanish and asked, "Can I do a seva?" So the Chazanish laughed. He didn't say yes. He didn't say no. He just laughed. So the Stibler. The Stibler said that his laughing means he was masky. He said, of course you should do a seva.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I guess you have to see the situation. Okay, so this is just interesting interesting idea about his seva. Okay, let's do one more thing earlier. One more quick thing about... Let me find a good topic. Okay, what about... This is a very interesting concept. A quick, short, good topic. You recite the Boyer Pragov, make Kiddush. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, like the first Kiddush. Ah, Kiddush. Stand, sit. So the other whole shyly stand or sit, and then what do? And then you have orchatz, karpas, kadesh, orchatz, karpas, yachatz, magid, rochsa. They can. How long is it going to be from the time that you make kiddush until you wash? Many families, it's more than 72 minutes.
Right.
It's more than 72 minutes. So what about the al hagefen for the yayin? There's a halacha, when you make a bracha rishoni, you must make a bracha acharoina. The clock is ticking. You don't have more than 72 minutes to make the bracha. Maybe you need a meal, bread.
What's so some 72 minutes?
Zman equal. The only time you're allowed to make a bracha is when you still have satisfaction from the food that you've consumed. So when it comes to something like a cup of water, a glass of soda, zman equal, many parties can say, can be even, we learned this, and the kids show up, can be even a few minutes, can be 15, 20 minutes, you're ready, it's too late to make bracha acharina. So when it comes to bread, okay, some will make it, yeah, as long as you feel satisfied, which can be even 3-4 hours, you have a real meal. But a cup of wine, a small little vase of wine, l'chor, the longest zman, the longest shita you can find be matir to make a bracha achreina is 72 minutes. Okay, vase of yayin is not more than 72 minutes. L'chor, that's the max. L'chor should be even a lot less. And many families don't get up to eating, to washing, to extending the clock until at least 72 minutes. So what's going on here? How could this be? It's a very controversial, that's the point of here. This is a very big point of controversy. It's not so simple. Some want to say an incredible chiddush. As long as you're oisik in the suda, even though your body has already
hunger bangs,
has consumed all the food, that is a legal halachic extension of the bracha. It's a chiddush neira. A chiddush neira, there's a din of a zman ikol when you're outside of the setting. But if you're sitting by the table, no. There's no limit. You're going for days, going for years. The bracha does not expire. It's an awesome chiddush which seemingly the whole world relies upon. Mm. Not the whole world.
In the Sfardim, they only make bracha on the first and third coast.
They don't even make a Brei Agafen. Just the Dalek Kaisis, yeah. It's a whole shaila. That's a very big shaila. Why are you making four forka? You know how I remember that halacha? Because when I was many years ago, I was heard a shir, someone criticizing. I don't mean criticize. Was critical of the way some people celebrate Yom Ha'atzmaut, and he showed us a Haggadah that was published for the celebration of Yom Ha'atzmaut. They have four cups of wine, and you make Boyer Priagofen four times. And part of this person's tirade against this form of celebration is, how could you make four times the bracha of Boyer Priagofen? Even at the Seder, you do make four times Boyer Priagofen, but you have to bend backwards to figure out why it's mutter. And in fact, as you just quoted, the Sfar didn't hold it's not mutter. You have to only make two brachas Boyer Priagofen. So therefore, we're Chazal did not give you a license to do such a thing. You have to be careful. You just can't go make up your own halachas. Okay, but we're going back to the point. So, but what's very interesting is, guess what? There are many Gedolei Yisrael that did make an Al HaGefen. They did make an Al HaGefen. It's a fast thing. I'll read you what it says over here. Nivsam Shulchan Aruch she'ein mevarchem bracha achreina achrei kais rishon, you don't make v'hikshe poiske zmanenu. He's writing himself to the mechaber of the sefer of Hollander that the poiske zmanenu they asked to hatzrichem lekiddush makom suda v'ad shemagim lesuda. You have to have kiddush makom suda v'ad shemagim lesuda over harbe midei zman v'emes the zman is. So he's saying the problem of kiddush makom suda. Okay, wait a minute. Ve'emes Maran, Hagoyin, Rabbi Yosef, Sholom, Eliashiv, Soivi, Beglal, Zesh, Yesh, Lahakmit, Ligmores, Hagodah, Eina, Chinami. Rav Eliashiv, remember he only had 10 minutes, B'dikas Chometz? He had a 10-minute Haggadah. No nonsense. Okay? No nonsense. 10 minutes.
He made a very fair Seder. He wanted the kids to be
awake. Exactly. So he also, he was makbid. He wrote to Rabbi Eliyahu Lahakbid Ligmar Kol Haggadah Tachashu Ekel Shel Shiv Mishtaim Dakos. Within 72 minutes, he was finished. 72 minutes, he was already finished the whole Haggadah. He writes here the name of Rabbi Yashiv. Unbelievable.
Who said that?
I think Rabbi Yashiv, he says. The Or Zerua. Tamil Lavarch, the Arzurum himself, the sheet of the Arzurua, I think it's one of the Rishonim, if I'm not mistaken, you always should make an Alagafen, even if you get less than 72 minutes. You have a Hefsik. He's saying the Haggadah. So the Haggadah is a Hefsik to the Suda, so anyway, you're Mukhayim to say. However, he writes over here, he concludes of Avalon, you never see this being done. Moshe Feinstein, Rav C. Pesach Frank, and the Shevet Halevi, we've never seen anyone do such a thing. He says, I asked Rav Chaim Knievsky, and what does the Olam rely upon? So he says, Rav Chaim Knievsky answered him that there's a Shidas HaToysis, like I told you, if you're sitting by the meal, even though it's more than 72 minutes, the clock doesn't run out. Then there's no issue of Zman Ekel. And when I presented this, okay, that's what he says. That's an interesting idea, the controversy. Well, Yashiv, you have to make an Alagafen. 72 minutes. Halacha is halacha. It's not the minhag olam. We stomach upon this Tosfos that he quotes. He doesn't say what Tosfos is. Okay, we'll stop with that today. We have a minion. I'm going to talk to you about the Tosfos. I'm going to talk to you about the Tosfos.